Today, the Fed said no rate cut, and the stocks, they tumbled. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the second day of May. Thanks for being with us again today, everybody. You know, if you ever doubted that things are changing rapidly, wait until you hear about Beyond Meat. What are Costco employees really looking for when they check you out at the door? We've got an answer. CVS said today they're closing 46 stores that they say are underperforming. Millennials are moving to smaller towns as home prices in large cities get more expensive. Those stories, the markets, and today we're talking about names. Yes, names. What does a name tell us? What do they mean? And how important are they for business? Kyle Hopkins from Tarot International joins me to talk about names. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tarot International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to a sunshiny day. What's with this anyway, huh? I'm your host, Michael Libby of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, following comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, it looks like there will be no rate cuts. The markets took it in the shorts, and the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all fell today. I'll share with you all the details later in the newscast. Well, things are changing drastically, and if you doubt that, you've got to listen to this story. You know, we all know the slogan, beef. It's what's for dinner, right? Well, maybe not that much longer. Today, the stock of the plant-based meat maker Beyond Meat surged on its first day as a public company, closing 163% higher. No, that is not a mistake. 163% higher on the NASDAQ. The shares, which were priced at $25, opened around 12:20 Eastern Time at $46 and soared to more than $65 in afternoon trading. At current prices, it values the company at roughly $3 billion. Beyond Meat offered 9.6 million shares to the public, up from its original plans of 8.7 million, which valued the company at about $1.5 billion. The company will bank just short of $241 million from the offering and plans to use the proceeds to sort of beef up. You know, well, that's a bad joke, right? It's going to augment its manufacturing facilities, invest in additional research and development, and bolster its sales and marketing team. Both the increased appetite for shares and the higher prices they fetched is a sign of the heavy demand from investment bankers and other institutional investors, as well as individual shareholders. Demand was much higher than the company anticipated, as evidenced by the more than doubling of the share price. So you think they're onto something here, maybe? Beyond Meat? A meatless alternative? Well, get this. Beyond Meat isn't the only company making headlines for offering meat alternatives. One of the company's biggest rivals, Impossible Foods, recently made a splash by landing a deal with Burger King to launch the Impossible Whopper at more than 7,000 locations by the end of the year. Impossible Foods notified its distributors of a temporary shortage of its meatless burgers, the result of the increased interest. Wow. Meatless products. Big, big deal. So have you ever wondered why Costco pays somebody to check your receipt and your cart when you exit their store? Well, Business Insider went inside and asked some Costco employees, and they answered, but of course they didn't want their names mentioned. But here's the deal. In the broadest of terms, it's to make sure you have what you paid for. But it's also, make sure you don't have what you didn't pay for. More specifically, however, another employee elaborated that Costco employees are checking for the following things when customers leave the store. Ready? There seems to be a code on the top and bottom of the receipt that changes daily, so employees know the receipt was indeed printed on that day. Number two, the item count on the bottom of the receipt to make sure there is no undercharges or overcharges. Number three, High-end items like jewelry, stamps, electronics, or items over $300 need a supervisor's initials on them. Did you know that? Large items like tissue and water have various signifiers on the receipt to ensure final checks include a look at the bottom of the basket. Four things Costco employees are looking for when you exit their store. Now you know. And be nice, right? In another retail story, CVS Health is closing 46 of its stores, saying the locations were underperforming as the drugstore chain continues to shift more of its retail presence toward healthcare services. The move is going to cost CVS about $135 million. The cuts represent fewer than 1% of the about 9,600 CVS pharmacy stores nationwide. The closures do include, interestingly enough, a 64,000 square foot location in Springfield, Missouri, once described as the largest CVS in the world. They also include four stores in Chicago, two in San Francisco, two in Minneapolis, but there are no planned store closings in Iowa. High home prices, along with a strong demand, have today's youngest home buyers moving to smaller cities, and that could mean a boom for local economies and home values in those markets. For example, Madison, Wisconsin is a new mecca for millennials. This according to a recent study from the National Association of Realtors, which ranked the top millennial housing markets based on both their high share of current young residents and of millennials moving in. Three out of four recent transplants to Madison were millennials, and they have mostly stayed in the area, giving the city an overall high millennial population. Other metro areas that are seeing millennials multiply quickly are Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Omaha, Nebraska, Durham, North Carolina, El Paso, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, and yes, Des Moines, Iowa. In the majority of the top 10 millennial markets, the unemployment rate is lower than the national average, check, and home prices are generally lower, double check. Based on average income, millennials in these markets can afford to buy one out of four homes listed for sale. In Oklahoma City, for example, they can afford 30% of the homes listed. By comparison, millennials can afford just 10% of the homes in Dallas, 13% in Boston, and barely 2% of the homes that are listed for sale in San Diego. Well, it was a rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 122 points to end the day at 26,307, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed by about 1.4%. The 30-stock benchmark dropped as much as 249 points at its intraday low. The S&P 500 slipped by 0.2 to finish the day at 29.17, while the NASDAQ fell 0.1% to 80.36, despite a jump in Tesla shares. So what happened today? Well, the Fed's decision to leave rates unchanged, citing lackluster inflation, was one issue. Investors were hoping, though, that President Donald Trump, who had asked the central bank to cut rates, would win the day, but that didn't happen. The drop in stocks also coincided with comments from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who accused Attorney General William Barr of lying to Congress. Investors would be wary of more partisan infighting that could hurt the chances of the White House and Congress working together on an infrastructure bill, a plan to raise the debt ceiling, and to ratify a trade deal with China. Just saying. Gold was off by $12.30 today to end the day at $1,271.90 an ounce. Oil, as we said, fell today off by $1.97 or 3% to finish the day at $61.63 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note is paying 2.54%. When we come back, we're going to be talking about names with Kyle Hopkins from Tarot International. So just how important is a name? And what can a name tell us? I got to tell you, this is some really interesting stuff. Kyle Hopkins coming up next, and we are talking about names on the Business News Hour.